Okay, I get our shout out as we prepare for Parshas Ekev. Have a lane with everyone. Welcome all of our Torah Anytime viewers and all those listening on the JRoot app. And of course, for all the big tzaddikim here in the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills, New York. Okay. Let us continue on the theme. We know that Parshas Ekev speaks about reward. As the Targum says, that the word Ekev means what? Halach, exchange. And even if not so, the psukim seem to be indicating the various benefits and rewards that Ribbono Shel Olam has in store for those who observe the mitzvahs. Oveirachecha, veherbecha, and you'll have the rain, and aleph get, everything will be good. And the question is, as we discussed on Wednesday, the question is that the Gemara in Kedushin says on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Yaakov Hi Damar, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Malekah. There ain't no reward in this world. So there ain't no reward in this world. So what do we do with Parshas Ekev? We added, especially in light of the fact that the last psukim of Eschanan, the last words of Eschanan are Hayoim La'atoisam, from which the Gemara in Erevin Daf Chafei is Darshan. Hayoim La'atoisam, V'loi L'machar La'atoisam. Hayoim La'atoisam, U'lamachar L'kabel Scharam. But you don't get reward in this world. So, nothing. Those are payers. Those are payers. But tzchar, tzchar mitzvah v'hayalma, leka, there ain't no reward in this world. So I'm happy everyone came to the shir, but your reward will not be ba'olam hazeh, at least at this point in the shir. But, mar v'ravoisai, so how do we reconcile this contradiction? On the one hand, v'haya ekev seems to be saying the reward for mitzvahs, and on the other hand, there's a klal, tzchar mitzvah v'hayalma leka. And on Wednesday, we gave how many answers? 10 ways. 10 ways to get tzchar ba'olam hazeh. I don't know, maybe going out on a limb now, and maybe this is dangerous because, you know, we're on air, we're live, different things, different wires here, we don't know who's listening. But who remembers, what are the 10 ways to get tzchar ba'olam hazeh? Let's go, Gary, you have it? Simcha? No? Zrizos? Number 3? Sitzes? Number 4? Any mitzvah you're not obligated to do, and you do anyway. Number 5, Shabbos. Shabbos, why? Because Hashem gave it to us, B'chvay Devei Atzmai. Anivus was number 5, so Shabbos is number 6, humility. Then I have Anoichi and Lo'yelacha, which the first two commandments Hashem gave himself, so there's an Isra Baal Tolin. Then you have not violating Lavin. And then, of course, you have Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, which are number 9 and 10. I didn't say that, really. Those were 9 and 10. That might be today. You have it written down? Look, those weren't on the official, on the Wednesday night share official list. It wasn't on the list, okay? So, today's share, we're going to title Sweet 16. Rav Chaim Falaji discovers another 16 ways to get rewarded in Olam Hazeh. Now, there might be a few overlaps, but that's going to be the name of the shir. Sweet 16. Rav Chaim Falaji. Schar. Reward. Well, you want to know if it's schar is a, you want to know if you get the schar in Olam Hazeh, does that mean you're depleted in Olam Haba? Pashto the Tzchar and Karen will assume are synonymous. Okay. Answer number 1. What? Well, Rav Chaim Falaji. Rav Chaim Falaji. So who's Rav Chaim Falaji? Rav Chaim Falaji was Nifter in the year Tuf Reish Yuches. What year is that? That is 1858. Rav Chaim Falaji wrote... No, he's not. Even though I do like Italian gedolim, not every single gadol that I quote is Italian. The Gemara of Rav Chaim Falaji was one of the great Sephardic giants. He composed 772 Sfarim. The truth is, he had many, many more. But in the year 1841, There's a big fire, and they were only able to rescue 14 of his kisayat. And Rav Chaim Falaschi became very sick because of that, and his son, when he saw his father's condition, sat by his father for a month and reviewed with him, and the father was able to restore from memory many of the svarim that he wrote. Each sefer that he printed, he made a suda, and he made a bracha, a shachiyano, on a new fruit. When he was 80 years old, he composed the sefer Kol HaChayim, which tells you how to prepare yourself for the next world. Okay. Mar Rabbeisai, Rav Chaim Falaschi was also very gentle with the members of his household. He was never makbid on any issue pertaining to the home. And if anybody had any particular need, even little children, he would always try to accommodate them. And if he needed to accommodate one child, he would try to do it, you know, behind the back of the other children, not to make anybody jealous. Okay, Rav Chaim Falaschi, tremendous machaber. So he wrote a sefer called Nefesh Chaim, which is somewhat of an encyclopedia of concepts in Torah based on the Aleph Beis. And under the heading of Schar Mitzvah, this is in Mareches Shin, Ois Ayin Dalet, he quotes for us 15 ways to be rewarded in this world. Got it? Aye, the name of the shir is Sweet 16. Okay, you'll have to wait. Fine. So, let's see. We're not even in March, but still. Let's go. That's the Nefesh HaChaim. The Marsha on the Gemara Kedushin of Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malekha. The Marsha says, wait a second. Schar Mitzvah B'Hayal Malekha. But what about the Torah promises so many times things will be good? You know, Sati Gishmeichem B'Itam. Says the Halakha Marsha, look at number 3. V'lo itik shilach mikol hayudim shebetorah. Do not ask from all the promises in the Torah. De'ef shel lefarish rak ba'olam hazeh, that the only way to explain them is reward in this world. Shem tishma'u yavoyu aleichem chal habrachis v'hatoivos, that if you listen, all the blessings and benefits will come to you. V'yashvel al admasam, and you'll dwell on your land. V'hepuch, and in the opposite, im lo tishma'u, if you don't listen, yavoyu kol haklalos, all the curses will come. V'ibadatem in aretz, says the Marsha d'Yishloimer, the Rabbi Yaakov, even Rabbi Yaakov, who says, Char Mitzvah Haya Hamalekha, Moideh, Dizchus Harabim, the merit of the Tzibor, U'maseim HaTovim, Nevi'im Lahem, Kol HaBrachas HaTovish, Shenitzku Batar. Meaning, if you put on tefillin, nothing good will happen to you in this world. But if the Tzibor puts on tefillin, Hatava and benefit will accrue to the tzibur, even in Olam Hazeh, and vice versa. If the Rabbim sins, then there will be depletion for the Rabbim. This klal of Schar Mitzvah V'Hayah Malekha is only B'yachid. B'yachid, Ein Schari is only in Olam Haba. But Fakeret, a Yachid who does mitzvah, sometimes Yvan Shalom says, and I'll punish you in this world so that you'll be able to have your full reward in Olam Haba. But the concept of all the promises in the Torah, especially Bahaya Ekev Tishma'on, is, according to Marsha, referring specifically to Zechus Harabim. So look at number 2, the Nefesh Chaim of Chaim Falaschi. He says, Chaim Mitzvah Haya Malekha, Kasa Marsha, Dahani Mili Liyachid, Aval Harabim Ikas Chaim Hayama. Also, the Nefesh Chaim of Chaim Falaschi quotes the Rechev Eliyahu. The Rechev Eliyahu is Rav Yosef Katz. Rav Yosef Katz says another dimension. If you put on a little bit more of a chiddush than the Marsha. The Marsha is saying, when the Rabbim does a mitzvah, the Rabbim is rewarded in Olam Hazeh. Now the Rechev Eliyahu adds, when I do a mitzvah, the Rabbim, I will be rewarded in Olam Hazeh for the fact that I did it berabim. For the mitzvah itself, it's shamor l'olam haba. For the fact that that mitzvah is performed berabim, that I am rewarded in Olam Hazeh. Interesting. So it's more than a marsha. Mitzvah berabim. Why? He says, so it comes out that if a person, an individual, a yochid who does the mitzvah, berabim, they are rewarded in oil mazah. He learns on the Mishnah of al tifresh min hatzibur. Why? Ki haschar. Look at number four. The rechav yochid haschar yoiser gadol ha'isa mitzvah im rabim misha oisa biyichidos. The mitzvah is greater when I do it berabim than I do it by myself. The haschar shemekabel boil mazah. The reward that I get in the tools who masha oisa mitzvah b'tzira is for doing the mitzvah together with other people. But the guf ha-mitzvah, or the guf ha-asiyah, shomer la-asid, therefore, al tifrosh min ha-sibur. This way you get rewarded something in this world. That is number one. Friday's number one reason, way to get rewarded in this world, do the mitzvah with other people. So tefillah b'tzibur, the ikar mitzvah ta-tefillah, I'm rewarded in ma-ba. The fact that I'm davening with the tzibur, So two things. The tzibur is rewarding Olam Hazeh, and I'm rewarding Olam Hazeh for doing that mitzvah b'tzibur. Number two. If a person pays close attention to Divrei Torah, you get tzar in Olam Hazeh. Says the Nefesh Chaim, b'schus hashmiya sh'adam sh'aymeya Divrei Torah, yesh lo yischar b'Olam Hazeh. Who says this? The Mohershak in the Sefer Bechor Shmuel. Who is the Mohershak? The Rav Aaron Shmuel Kadenover, I believe. So where does he say this? He says in the Sefer Bercha Shmuel in the sixth parsha. He says, "V'hadi Isa b'gemar chulein demuchach l'schar mitzay amaleka." So he quotes the Shach in Parsha Tzeh. "Hai d'schar mitzay amaleka, hai nu schar asiyah shel mitzvah." That's the performance of the mitzvah. Omnam schar shmiya, the listening. That a person inclines their ear to hear words of Torah, then you get reward in Olam Hazeh for being attentive to Divrei Torah. That's number two. What? Divrei Torah u'mitzvah. You're attentive to words about Torah and mitzvah. That's number two. Number three. Bizchus ha-simcha. So you say we had that on the first list. I think it's on the second list also. You still have to, just you couldn't stop being happy just because it's on the first list. Continue to smile, okay? That's number three. Number four. B'schut geder v'tziyag l'tayra v'oysa yoysa mikdei chiyuvai. The merit of making fences and doing more than the obligation. So you could say that was also on the first list, right? That was number four on the first list, that if you do more than you're obligated to, then you get schar. Okay, so it's on the first list also. So this way, you have it better. You know, you can tell your boss, I'm doing this. I really have to get rewarded because it was on both lists. It was on Wednesday's list and it was on Friday's list. So it could be that, you know, you have a better time in that way. Okay. Ah, you're laughing. Simcha. You got it. Okay. Look at number five. And if you laugh at my jokes, you also get the other one that you're listening carefully to the Divrei Torah. So then you also get it. So it's very good. So we said, spending more than a third, let's say you have two items of a mitzvah. You spend more than a third on the extra item. Okay? Humility? You still get reward, but that was only on the first list. I'm saying the both lists are good, you know, but if it's on both, then... Okay. Fine. Number five. In Mizakeh Sarabin, if you make the tzibur meritorious, so why... Now this is a longish one. This is a geshmaka one. If you're Mizakeh Sarabin, why? Listen to this. What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos about Mizakeh Sarabin? Because Hamazakir Sarabim Im Tebel Agadli. Hashem will save you from sinning. V'cheinisha Avru Rav Shinoisav. If the majority of your years have passed and you didn't sin, you could start getting reward in this world. What does this mean? So let's go to number 10. Let's jump to number 10 right now. There's, you know, the Prima Gaudim, one of the greatest of all the Achroinim, wrote a commentary on the main Noisei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. On Yerodea, he wrote on the Shach and the Taz. On Aruch Chaim, he wrote on the Taz and the Magen Avram. he wrote something called Psicha Koilalas, which is called the general introduction, in which he discusses many fundamentals of halacha. So he says a very interesting thing. Why is Chayar Mitzvah V'Hayah Malacha? Why? Why doesn't Hashem reward in this world? The Purim remembers what we said on Wednesday. What's the reason we said on Wednesday? The currency in this world is not big enough, right? He says a different reason. He says, what? No, I'll answer it. What? He says the reason why Chayar Mitzvah V'Hayah Malacha is what's going to happen if a person does a mitzvah, let's say he puts on a tefillin, then Hashem's going to reward him. So if Hashem's going to reward him, what's going to happen? Echveis, because he won the lottery. What's going to happen a week later? He says, you know that mitzvah I did? Yeah, I wish I never did it. But wait a second. Hashem rewarded you. So now you're ruining the whole system. The system is going to come out, there's a loop in the system. Because what's going to happen if a person's toya al rishayna? What if a person regrets the mitzvah he did, then it came after Yibam Hashem wrongfully rewarded him? Ah. No, you lose char. If you regret doing the mitzvah, it's like you never did it. The Yesh Oimrim says the Prima Gadim, Kishema Yia Chas Hashem Toya al rishayna, Vechite lo char. Ah. But what if you did a mitzvah that you can't sin? There's certain mitzvahs that you'll never sin. What are they? Ikson is mezakeh tarabim ein chet ba'al yadoi. Ein chet ba'al yadoi. Then you'll never regret the mitzvah. You never get the mitzvah. Hashem can reward you in this world. In other words, what's the reason why Hashem can reward you? Because you might regret. You might do the idea of regretting. But if you're mezakeh tarabim, you won't sin. You won't sin. You won't regret. If you won't regret, Hashem could reward you in this world. So if someone is mezakeh tarabim, they could get rewarded in this world. Also, someone who most of their life passed and didn't sin, there's a presumption they won't sin anymore. They won't sin anymore. And then we could start giving them tzar in this world. Yeah? All right. Yeah, no, the point being is that the reason, what do you mean there's a connection? That's exactly, no, more than a connection. The reason why you don't get tzar in this world, the Hashem can't give it to you because you might regret it. But if we know you're not going to regret it, either you're mezakeh tarabim or your life already passed and you know you have a good track record, so you have a presumption, that's when the Inuklach comes. So that's when you know, then you have your becheskas on the right path, so Hashem could give you schar ba'olam hazeh. What is mezakeh tarabim? How many times? I don't know. No guarantees of anything. It means a major sin like being Toya al Rishayna. That's how he's learning it. You won't sin to that extent. He says, okay, so that's number five. Someone who's mezakeh tarabim, or someone who lived out most of their life, and then so you're going to tell me simcha's already on the list and doing more than you need to do on the list. So this one, number five, is really two. You can count it as two: mezakeh tarabim and someone who most of their life passed. And also number one, we could count as two if we need to. You do the mitzvah berabim, or a mitzvah the rabim does, or a mitzvah yachid does in a rabim. So we're up to number five. And if you tell me we already doubled up, you know, we have what the count's like. Look at number 11, which is number 6. If you're moister atzmai al kiddush Hashem, you'll get tzchar in olam hazeh. So you'll ask, wait a second. If I'm moister nefesh al kiddush Hashem, I'm not in olam hazeh anymore. So it says the nefesh chayim, the Iker Mitzirah to Adam is if you help out the Shechina. And how do you help out the Shechina? Keeping Shabbos. Who says this? The Sefer Yidei Moshe. Who's Yidei Moshe? Rabbi Chaim Moshe Amarillion. I never heard of him either. That If someone is moitzer nefesh atilas Hashem, they get reward in this world. And the ikur mesirat nefesh is by helping out the Shekhinah. And the way you help out the Shekhinah is by keeping Shabbos. So for keeping Shabbos, you get schar noilam hazeh. So you say that's already on the list. So it's on the list. Good. Al tishnayim eidem yalkum davar. Now, the reason it was on list number one was why? Who remembers? No? Why was it on the first list? Because Shabbos, Re'ei ki Hashem notan lachem et haShabbos. Hashem gave us Shabbos personally, and when the boss hires you personally, there's an isser of Val Kalin. That's why Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. Beyond my teaching, all right. So here's another reason why you get reward in this world, because you're helping out the Shekhinah. So keep on keeping Shabbos and keep on keeping helping out the Shekhinah. It's a mysterious nefesh. Because people think Shabbos is you eat shalom and then you go to sleep. That's not keeping Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos is spending time learning. That's mysterious nefesh. Number seven, you want to be rewarded in this world? Hatzadikim gemurim. I'll go with the other 15. Tzadikim gemurim, shemekayim mitzvot afilu kalos. Tzadikim gemurim are mekayim even the small mitzvot. The mitzvot adam dash ba'akeva. If you keep even everything to the T, you get tzchar noilam hazeh. Where does this come from? This comes from the Sefer Tzemach David. On this week's parsha, Rabbi Yosef David Mashaloniki. He writes on this week's parsha, from which we darshan that you don't get reward in this world. Right after it says, that you get schar b'olam hazeh. The answer is that the Gemara says in Brachos, tzadik v'toivloi is tzadik gomor, tzadik v'raloi is tzadik sheinoi gomor. Like this, tzadik is not a tzadik gomor. He has a few averois, which probably, if he's a tzaddik, they're only small. So then, these are the averos that Adam Dosh Ba'akevav. This guy, he's doing a few little minor averos, so he doesn't get reward in this world. But if Bahaya Ekep Tishman, if you're careful even on the little ones, then you get reward even in this world. So who gets reward? How do you get reward in this world? Be a perfect tzaddik. Okay? So try it, you know? If you try it and you do it, then you'll get reward in this world. Another answer that Tzemach David gives, he says this in Parshas Noach. And after a tzaddik has some suffering in this world, then he could start getting his char even in this world. Where does this come from? The Sefer Tzemach of David. It says by Noach, Tamim Hayu B'day Raisav, that he began to experience Olam Haba even in Olam Hazeh. Look at number 16, the Medrash. Tamim Haya Ra Olam Chadash Ratzolam Ashtetchila Sasadikim Yisurim. The beginning of the career of a tzaddik is difficult to expunge their few sins so that their schar could be in Olam Haba. But once their sins are completely wiped away, then they can get some schar even by Olam Hazeh. Okay, take a look at number the ninth way to get reward in this world, which is number 17 on your sheets. The Nefesh Chaim quotes the Rabbeinu B'chaye, which is sort of a question on all of the approaches, is that when Chazal say that if you're careful in tzitzis, you're zoicha to a beautiful talis, that's only the peros, but the ikar schar is an Olam Haba. So somehow this is number 9. That if you're a zoicha, if you're careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis, you'll have a nice clothing. If you're careful in mezuzah, you'll have a nice house. And so if you're careful in kiddush, you'll have a lot of wine. That's not the ikar sar. Those are just the peros. So you'll ask, we already said tzitzis. Okay. First of all, not everyone was here on Wednesday. And even those who are here, not everybody remembers it. Okay. Number 10. The Sefer Divrei Yehuda on Pirkei Avos says, "V'haya Ekev Tishmon, What does Rashi say? Mitzvah she'adam dash ma'akeva. You know what another pshat in that is? When you run to do a mitzvah, you get reward for the footsteps of the mitzvah. You know where you get rewarded for the footsteps of the mitzvah? You know, I don't know how to say. Hayoyim ha'asaisam. The Iker mitzvah, you get rewarded tomorrow.